on that one catch, the one that put you at the half yard line, did you think you got in, and how surprised were you in
there? Yeah, I thought I got in. Even after I saw the replay, I thought I got in because he didn't touch me. You know, at least that's what it looked like on the jumbotron. He didn't touch me. So, but it was a great ball by Derek. And it was a play that boosted us and helped us get the win.
For what you guys have been through the last month, to get the win the way you did, down things, not going against you, breaks, every break seeming to go against you, to get this win, what does that do and what can it do big time?
I mean, that's what this game is about, man. The hard work that these coaches and these guys in this room put in, it's about resiliency. No matter if your back's against the wall, no matter how bad you get down, you got to keep fighting. And that kind of speaks volumes of this team, that we were able to keep fighting through tough situations. And that should help us and, man, propel us forward into our future games and know how this feels and just know that we have to keep fighting no matter what.
Jeremy, what was going through your head when you dropped it, but then it was offensive holding? How long did it take you to realize there was a penalty called and that you guys would get another chance?
Man, they was holding the whole game. We told them in the first quarter. And the referees did nothing about it, nothing at all. But, I mean, that's what it is. How many do we have in the final? 30 seconds? Three? You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy that it take them a whole game to call that. But, like I said, it's about resiliency, man. You bounce back no matter what happens.
How tough is it to routinely, the plays run, you think it's over one way or the other, penalty one way or another, and you're having to regroup three or four times right down there. How tough was that, or was that not a big deal?
I mean, to me, it's not a big deal because the clock didn't strike zero, you feel me? So, in this game, it's a game of inches, and you just got to keep fighting. No matter what, you just got to keep fighting. I mean, they're not going to call the game just because we got a penalty, you know what I'm saying? So, you just got to keep digging deep and just keep finding the positive situations and move yourself forward.
I'm actually just to see 89 going tonight.
He balled, man. He did a great job. A lot of those situations, he got us going. So kudos to him.
Do you ever think part of anything crazy, the ending of that game? What else would you say?
Yeah, that's probably top two of mine, for sure.
Would you say this win kind of keeps your guys' playoff hopes alive?
Man, we can think about that, bro. We got to take it one game at a time, you know what I'm saying? We got to put ourselves in a position to get there first, so we're taking it one game at a time and we focus on the next one.
On that last one, we started through three balls into the end zone. Just kind of go make a play. Is that what you guys are kind of
the... Yeah, because we didn't have any timeouts left, so we kind of had to make a play on the ball, and he was just calling different numbers at the end of the game to make the play.
Last couple, guys.
Over 400 yards passing tonight. So, you guys, anything come close to that number? Had a really good game.
Man, you know, we know what this offense is capable of, and we've known what this offense is capable of ever since we got together back in OTA. So it's just on our mental and our mindset to go out there and put a full game together and go do it.
Why did it click tonight? Why did it happen tonight?
I can't tell you, bro. We need to do that more often, whatever it is.
When you caught it and you went down, did you think, hey, that's it? That's
yeah, absolutely. Touchdown. Absolutely. I thought I was in there.
No, maybe. Any more? Thanks, guys.